Welcome to Seattle College's International Programs and our show, Conversations With, where we talk to people that help you understand how you too can be an international student in the United States and why Seattle Colleges should be your first choice. We'll talk to students and staff and agents and government folks, all kinds of people about what you can expect when you're getting ready to apply or travel here, what you'll experience while you're with us, and how it can all lead to an amazing life. Don't forget to check out the Seattle College's International Programs website at intl.seattlecolleges.edu, where you can find a treasure trove of information about the school, the programs here, and best of all, fill out and submit your application. Again, that's intl.seattlecolleges.edu. Hey, everybody, welcome to season two.
Woo!
Woo! Season two of Seattle College's Conversations With. We made it, guys. We made it to season two. The start of the school, new school year is coming, so we're going to make the season line up with the new year, with the new school year. And so fall's getting ready to start here in a couple weeks.
Yes.
I am excited to invite Tyler back for the podcast, because today we have a very special guest. It's me.
Yay!
But I can't really interview myself, so I asked him, because he's also a podcaster. I asked him to do the interviewing. So Thanks for coming on the show again.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, yeah,
this is
sure.
This is super exciting.
So I call him. I send him a message this morning, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
Like, nothing. No, absolutely nothing. Yeah. So thank you so much. This is really, really good.
You're
really fun. I'm so honored.
So, yeah, so glad to have you. So we wanted to talk a little bit about season two before we get... I'm going to just turn the interview over to you, and then you can ask me whatever you want. But I wanted to talk just a little about season two.
Yeah.
Each week, you know, we're going to be doing hopefully video along with the audio portion of it and then putting it up on YouTube. So that's kind of a new thing for season two, unless the guest doesn't want to be videotaped. Mm-hmm. I had one... there were a couple of people I interviewed for season two and before I had made that decision, so I won't have video for them. And then I had at least one person say, hey, I don't want to be videotaped. And I'm like, that's cool. Well, so we'll just have a picture of them or something.
Yeah.
But I'll still put it up on YouTube.
Right.
And you can listen to it either there or on Spotify or Google Podcasts or whatever. So, yeah, pretty
cool.
This
is so exciting.
It's so exciting.
I get to hear about Evan's stories.
Well, how's your podcast going?
My podcast?
Yeah.
It's going good.
Do you want to give it a plug since you're doing me a big favor?
Well, I mean, it's sure, I guess so.
Does it have a name?
Yeah, it's called Table for Twos, like as a like number two, like literally like number two. So like when you go out to dinner with somebody, you like love talking to them and like, you get really into it.
That's a good idea.
And like so like, yeah, just Table for Twos. You could just, the two of you just talking and get to hang out and just hang out. It's over the phone and... You were on it.
I was.
Yeah.
So listen for that podcast before
it's going to come in sometime in October. So we're excited for that.
And his episode for this podcast will actually air probably sometime mid-October. So they'll come out about the same amount of time. So, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Cool.
And you can start asking me whatever you want. Obviously, I want to talk about season two, but or season one. But so...
Well,
it's all you.
This is amazing. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited. This is super cool. I'm Tyler, by the way. Welcome. This is your office, so this is really cool.
Yeah,
how do you feel? Are you excited? Are you pumped?
I'm very excited. It occurred to me when I did season one that I'm the voice that everyone hears, but I interview all these other people, so they don't know who I am or why I'm doing this show. So I thought... For the first episode of season two, it would be really smart if I interviewed Evan Frnalovich so that people would be like, well, who's Evan Frnalovich and why do we care that he's doing this podcast?
Right. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. What? How did season one go? Like,
season one was really great. You know, when we started the season, we had zero listeners.
Seriously?
Because it was all new.
Right. And, yeah. Then, that's how you start off, though.
That's how you start with zero listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
And now we've had 34 episodes.
Wow.
And of those 34 episodes, we had a little over 1,200 downloads.
Are you serious?
So that's pretty good start.
That's a really good start.
We didn't advertise it much at all either.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Kind of my thought process was...
Right.
First season, I'll just work on building a library
right.
so that people, as they become familiar with the show, then they'll have all these other episodes they can go back and listen to.
Right.
But now that we have a good number of shows to choose from, hopefully this season we'll really start advertising more heavily. And I'd like to grow from 1,200 to 12,000 to 120.
Just keeps going and going and going.
I just want to see that.
Right.
So if you're out there listening, tell all your friends, tell all your family members. Right. I mean, it's great for anybody.
Yeah, yeah. I like the fact that you can actually watch it on YouTube, too. That's a new part of the
I think that's kind of cool.
Season two as well.
That
is it
help.
Like, is it, what, you want to talk more about that? Like, you're going to put the music, I think the music, when I listen to it, the music is really great. I love the beginning of it.
Yeah,
well.
So the video part will have all the audio components that you'll hear in the podcast, but there will just be also video to watch if you want.
Right.
Apparently, people like watching podcasts on YouTube, which, I mean, there's not a lot. I mean, you and I are just sitting here, so I can't imagine it's super exciting.
It is exciting.
Whatever.
I think
people
it's really
like
exciting.
Watching.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Do you, what like made you want to do this podcast in the first place?
Yeah, that's a great
like,
question.
What inspired you?
Well, I'm a big podcast listener.
You are.
So shout out to Jeff Goldsmith, who's one of my favorite, Pilar Alessandra. Mm-hmm. So back when I was living in Alaska, I was miserable with the job I was in. And I was just like, oh, what could I do? What would be really exciting for me? And I've always wanted to be in film and working in creative arts. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, oh, you know, I'll just start screenwriting. Since I live in Alaska, it's hard to be in Hollywood. So, but I could screenwrite.
Yeah.
So I started listening to these screenwriting podcasts, one with this guy named Jeff Goldsmith, who used to work for Creative Screenwriting Magazine.
Okay.
And then he later, now he has his own show. And then Pilar Alessandra, she has a podcast called On the Page, and she talks about screenwriting.
Yeah.
Interviews some really cool people in the business.
Yeah.
So between those two, I kind of got hooked on podcasts.
Yeah.
And then I started listening to a guy, Seneca. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Seneca. If you're interested in things about China, there's a great podcast out there called Seneca that I highly recommend. And then there's just been a couple other things. Like sometimes when I go running, I just want to hear the news. So I'll listen to the BBC or Reuters or something like that.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, I'm also a big foreign language guy. So I listen to a lot of foreign language podcasts.
Yeah.
Not so much right now, but there was a long stretch there where I was listening to some Chinese podcasts.
Were they like speaking Chinese or were they like speaking like English Chinese? Does that make sense? Like
a little bit of both, actually. Uh-huh. So one of them was more of an instructional, like, you know, would be both in Chinese and in English.
Uh-huh.
And then I kind of started listening to like something called News in Chinese or something like that, where it was more just Chinese.
Right.
So that was really helpful for my language studies. But I did it for French. I did it for Spanish.
Right.
Whatever I'm kind of in the mood for.
Yeah.
Italian. There was one. There was a podcast. I don't think it's still on, but it was called ItalianPod.com.
Really? Well, that's kind of a catchy name.
Yeah, it's really cool. And the guy who did it was really kind of funny. And,
that's hilarious.
It was just fun to listen to. Uh-huh. I do a lot of running and cycling and stuff. Yeah. So I like music to me gets old after a while. So I like having a mobile classroom.
Right.
I also live in Eastern Oregon, so I do these 5-hour drives. And, you know, it's like, I want to either listen to books or podcasts.
Right. And that's cool.
So when I got hired at Seattle Colleges, because I am associate director of marketing and outreach
for really
international
cool.
programs.
That's awesome.
So we've already interviewed in season one, we interviewed a couple of the other people that do what I do.
Yeah.
We're basically recruiters.
What do you? Oh, okay. I was gonna say, what do you guys do? Because you guys travel a lot, right?
Yeah, we travel a lot. We travel a lot in the fall and the spring, so we're out there talking to students, meeting students in person where they live.
That's really cool.
So yeah, it's a
amazing.
Really cool deal.
What's like the longest trip you ever done?
The longest trip.
Yeah.
Well, I've been working for Seattle Colleges about a year.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, the longest one.
Like a month or so, you think?
Yeah, I mean, maybe 3 weeks was the longest one. Wow. Last year, I traveled to Brazil for a conference, and then I did this fair with a group called Effigy Group. Shout out to Effigy.
That's awesome.
Great people there. They are agents in a town called Campinas. So I was there, and then I stopped through Colombia on the way back. And then I also went to Dubai last year. I went to South Africa.
Dang, you're gonna go to Africa coming up this next week.
Yeah, just next Tuesday I leave.
That's really exciting.
So by the time this shows, I'll already be gone.
Up in the air.
But yeah, I'll be going to Ghana, Nigeria, and Cote d'Ivoire.
Dang, so, yeah, that's so cool. There
a couple weeks and then I'll be back. So not too long a trip.
Yeah.
But that's my fall travel. I don't have a lot of fall travel. You know, we do. These trips cost money, so we only have so much to spend. Most of the money I'll be spending is in the spring.
So. Right. Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool. Did you have like a, from season one, do you have a favorite episode? Or like, do you have like a, one that you like most remembered, like you really enjoyed?
Season one favorite episode. I mean, it's hard to narrow it down to a favorite episode because every time was really interesting. I mean, I found is that people are really... Everybody has a different backstory.
Right.
Everybody has a different way that they got here. Mm-hmm. They have different experiences when they go to get their visas. I mean, it's just really interesting stuff.
Right.
So I don't know if I have a favorite necessarily, but I just love talking to people.
That's amazing. That's so cool. Yeah. Did you pitch this idea to like the dean, or you're like, you know what? I'm going to do it my own way.
I got hired. I'm in the international programs department.
Right. And what is that exactly?
Well, the international programs department serves all of the international students that come to Seattle Colleges, whether it's our North, Central, or South campus. And, you know, we have an international programs office at each campus. So if you're a South student, you would go to that office to get help.
Right.
But the marketing and outreach portion of the international programs is housed here at the Seattle Central campus,
even though
we serve all three campuses. So my office is here, and recruiting, going and traveling is only one piece of my job. So I'm also involved with, I got hired to do two things, the marketing, the outreach, and I got hired to do like digital content creation.
That's so cool.
That's things like desktop publishing and design.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll, when you're out on the road, you know, are handing out a lot of brochures. So, you know, we have this view book that I help update, and we have this one page
really
flyer.
Cool. It looks so clean and smooth. So,
yes.
It is really clean and smooth.
So, these were created actually before I got here, and then I've just been involved with the updating them for the last two times. But hopefully this next year we'll be creating a whole new one. And that'll be me. And then we have a number of other new marketing material that I've been developing.
Right.
I also got hired to do like video work, you know, stuff that goes up on YouTube that, you know, we share with social media.
Yeah.
Beta really handles more of the social media stuff, those posts. But, you know, there's a bit of crossover there.
Right.
I go out and take a lot of photos at all our events.
That's so cool.
It's really cool. I love that part of the job. I'll just take video footage so that we can build a library of stuff to choose from whenever we have stuff come up. So I have all of that. And one of the things, you know, doing video is a little more time consuming because you're doing a lot more editing with, you know, sound and with visuals. And I was like, you know, something a little easier, a little faster that I could get out there and that I could do repeatedly. And I thought, you know, I love podcasts.
Right.
And I looked online to see how many universities or colleges are doing podcasts. And I didn't find very many.
Yeah, not really. It's so cool that you're doing something different.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to do something on my own. And the fact that it's like international too for international students.
Right.
Because like imagine like you're an international student and you don't know what to do. And when you come to Seattle, like, what do you do? What do we do?
Sure.
And other those international students can listen to their stories. And then like... Then it's like, oh, good, I'm not alone, you know?
Exactly.
Reach out to them and they can help me out in a way.
You know, students want to hear, students that are thinking about coming to the United States want to hear from other students.
Right.
I mean, it's great that we're out there, but we're salespeople, you know, or people think that we're salespeople.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'm just out there giving out information.
Right.
It's not like I'm selling people to come right. to Seattle colleges so much. I mean, we have a lot of really positive things to offer.
Yeah. And it's cheaper too. Just saying.
It is cheaper. Yeah. But you know, as far as the podcast goes, it's a really low pressure kind of way to give people information. It's like, hey, they want to go running or they're cycling or just working out at home and they just want something to listen to.
Right.
Here's a great way to get free information. And honestly, you could use the podcast information for
any
school. It doesn't have to be Seattle Colleges.
Right.
I mean, I work at Seattle Colleges. I think Seattle Colleges is a great school.
Yeah.
But if this information helps international students just understand the process and gets them into, say, Paducah State University, I don't really care. But I do want to be helpful. And if, you know, students know that we're here and they'll turn to us over and over again, I think we'll hopefully become a resource.
Yeah.
And as a resource, I think more and more people will turn to us for their educational needs. I mean, for all those other reasons, like, you know, call small class sizes and we're cheaper and all these great other things that we have to offer. But, you know, I just want the podcast to be.
So I
approached my boss and said, hey, this is what I want to do. And they're like, yeah, go ahead.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's so amazing.
So, you know, we've upgraded our equipment. You know, before when I first started, we didn't have these nice mics.
Yeah,
you know,
I was going to say these mics are amazing.
Some small microphones before.
So everyone's like probably down here and like, Well, I use my iPhone. So like when people get mics, it's amazing. It's cool. It's like they're legit. It's really cool. We got paper here. We got like food and water. It's amazing.
It's a real interview.
It's amazing.
No, so from the time we started till now, you know, it's definitely improved. And I'm going to just take the moment to toot my own horn. You know, so we did 34 episodes last season from when I started. And let me just read off some of these statistics because I think this is really interesting. So we interviewed over 20 students. So 20 of the 34 episodes were student-centered, which is really cool.
Really
students want to hear from students.
Right.
So we're getting them
it's
out.
It's cool that they want to come and do podcasts too.
Right.
That means they're willing to do it as well. So that's,
and those
that's
students
awesome.
Come from all over the world. We had three students from Central Asia, one from Turkmenistan, one from Kyrgyzstan, one from Turkey.
Wow.
We had two from the Middle East, North Africa, one from Morocco, one from Pakistan. We had two from Africa, one from Kenya, and one from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Wow.
We did two students from Latin America, one from Argentina, one from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have anyone from Western Europe per se, but we did have a girl from Norway. So that kind of is Western Europe, more Scandinavia. We had one Mongolian, three students from Taiwan, three from Vietnam, two from Japan, one from China, three from South Asia, Philippines, Indonesia, and India. We had two domestic students. You were one of them. And I interviewed another student who is Filipino, but he is actually, I mean, he's from the U.S., but immigrated.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, we had all sorts of other things. Like, check this out. We interviewed two Seattle College's intensive English instructors.
You also interviewed a chef, too.
Yeah, we interviewed a chef from the career program.
Really cool.
Really cool.
That's amazing.
We interviewed three of the outreach people, like me, but the other, Johan, Beta, and Gina. We did five international ambassadors. Those are students that are hired to be international ambassadors. And then we interviewed a lot of students that are on campus, getting on campus jobs.
Oh,
and
really?
I get asked a lot when I'm on the road and, you know, people want to know, are there scholarships and can I work? Cause they need the money to pay for their schooling. And so I always try to focus on students that they were international students and they were able to get an on campus job. And well, how did they do it? And so that's really helpful for people that are coming so that they know. I interviewed one agent, the housing coordinator, a REAC with Education USA, an exchange fellow from Vietnam, the associate director of engagement, an advisor, an instructor. We did one panel discussion. We did a short-term certificate. We did student services. We did eight students from our North Campus, two of whom were staff. We did 12 Central students, and we did four South students and then one South staff. 20 of our guests were women, 16 were men. And
that's amazing. That's so cool. That's really amazing.
That's really amazing. So if you're out there and you're like, oh, what is this show all about? It's like, right. We've got a lot of information out mm-hmm. there. And we've got a student from basically every corner.
Right.
And I'm just going to keep building on that.
Yeah, you should.
It's like, oh, I've interviewed someone from, say, Morocco. So I got to interview someone. Or I don't have someone from Gambia. I'll try to find a student from Gambia. Yeah. So I'll keep adding students.
Yeah.
So that you can, and I'll add majors as well.
Right.
So, you know, I'm interested in aerospace engineering. Well, you know, I'll try to interview someone with that major so you can listen
in the same interests, and then you can reach out to that person and be like, hey, how are you?
Exactly.
Let's hang out, you know, this and this and that. Because I think you told me like you would go to South Seattle too, and you would travel to go meet these students as well.
Yeah, I've traveled.
What was that like? Was it hard? Was it like you had to bring all your stuff and all? Did you bring the mics too and all that?
Yeah, I bring the mics. I mean, they're pretty portable. Uh-huh. I mean, these new ones are a little bigger than my old setup, so I can still do my old setup. Uh-huh. I just get better quality with these mics.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, as long as I'm in Seattle, like when I go travel internationally, like on this upcoming trip to Africa,
are you going to interview someone there too?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I already
in Africa?
Have them set up. I already have my interview. So I'll interview some African people.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I'll take my portable mic when I go there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I also love that fact that your family also listens to your podcast.
Yes.
And they give you tips and tricks. I love that.
Yeah. That's my
great.
Family does listen. Thanks for listening, guys. We talk about the episodes and what they like. And they have given me good ideas for future episodes.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have like a favorite part of the episode? Or do you just like the whole entire thing? Do you like editing too? Do you like editing it? And
the editing, and I have the editing down to kind of a smooth thing. Although now with the YouTube, that'll be kind of a new thing. So the first episode or two might be a little tricky.
Right.
But it'll smooth out. Right now I can crank out episodes pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. What people should know if they're out there listening is that the biggest part of my editing process is doing the transcription for it. Mm. So not only are we putting the audio out there, but I'm also putting a written transcript of what is being said. So, for example, if you are studying English and you want to try to improve your English, you can read along while you're listening.
That's a really great way
to improve your English.
Kind of like subtitles in a way, almost.
Kind of like subtitles, yeah.
But not really.
So I hope you guys will check out the transcription because I spend quite a bit of time doing these transcriptions.
Dang.
They're not always easy, especially with – I mean, my students have been amazing that I've interviewed. Mm-hmm. I mean – accents haven't been too heavy, but sometimes the transcription software that I use doesn't always get it right. And I have to go in and edit.
Right.
So,
You
know, that's a 3 or 4 hour.
Yeah. And for the YouTube one, is that just Seattle International's, what is it for the YouTube one? Is it the same name or is it different?
Yeah, you'd type in Seattle Colleges International Programs and it'd take you to our YouTube page.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Now you won't find any yet because that's new for season two, but. Uh-huh. Stick around. Check out our other stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
There was a lot of time during COVID where no new material got posted on YouTube.
Right.
So we're just now getting some new stuff posted. Right. But, you know, there's a few things to check out.
That's so cool. I got a question. Do the students ever come back and like talk to you at all? Or are they like after the podcast, they just disappear? They ever come back like, Evan, how you doing? Well, how you been?
I'll see them around in the halls and we'll say hi or whatever. Uh-huh. And, you know, now that I've been doing it for a year, hopefully I'll be able to find students that I'll be able to interview again. Like, so maybe they came in the fall of 2022.
Right.
And then as they're graduating in 2024, I'll be able to interview them for their graduation.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So, you know, you can just kind of see the arc. Right. We have one student, Kamya, who's from India.
Uh-huh.
She's here and I'm actually doing a film documentary on
her. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's really cool.
But she's also going to be doing, I also have her for podcast too. Uh-huh. So I'll interview her for the podcast once, like every once in a while. So you can kind of follow along with her progress.
Oh, that's cool.
And then check out the video at the end.
Right. You really like the video and editing and all that and doing the entertainment stuff.
I do, yeah.
Because you also were like in the film industry, weren't you?
Yeah, well, yeah. I've been in the film industry since I was in Alaska.
That's so cool.
I was sitting around Alaska, like I said, not enjoying what I was doing. So I went and learned about screenwriting, listened to these podcasts, kind of taught myself, got back to Alaska, hoping that some productions would come. Mm-hmm. Nobody came. So I just decided to make my own film.
Right.
Bought a book at a bookstore and just figured out how to produce.
Yeah.
And I made a short film that did the festival circuit. We had like 100 people in the cast and crew. So it was a big production.
Yeah.
And it got a lot of good acclaim. I mean, a lot of people saw it and it was really great.
Yeah.
You can check it out. It's called Insecurity. And you can go to eFrog Productions. That's my personal YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And you can look at some of the vlog stuff that I did in Alaska and also check out the film. And then, like, when I was in China, I was just living in China for 4 years before I came to Seattle. And
wow. So you're pretty fluent in Chinese then, right? In Mandarin and all that?
I do pretty well.
Would you say?
I would say intermediate level.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I get okay. I do okay.
Okay. Can you speak any languages or no?
Yeah. I speak, French is probably, I studied French at the University of Arizona.
Right.
I started off as a community college student as well.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So when I graduated from high school, I took a year off and just lived with my brother, five years older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And he was gracious enough to let me hang out with him in Beaverton, Oregon. And I just worked in movie theaters and we'd get off work and then go home and play games or party or whatever we wanted to do. But then after almost a year of that, I was like, I kind of need to do something with my life.
But
my family didn't have a lot of money to send me to college and I just didn't have any money to go myself. Right. So I decided to join the military. So I went into the Air Force.
Thank you for your service. I appreciate that. That's really nice.
So I went into the Air Force for a short time, did that, and then got out. And when I got out, I was like, okay, I need to work on my bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
So I started the first semester. The woman I was married to at the time, we were living in San Angelo, Texas. So I did a semester at Angelo State University, which is about 2,000-3,000 students in West Texas, which was a really great semester.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. And then I transferred to Central Texas College in Killeen, Texas, because we got moved to Fort Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did 2 years, finished my associate's degree, graduated from Central Texas College with an AA in foreign languages. And then when my wife at the time got out of the military, because she was in the Army, then we moved to Tucson, Arizona. Mm-hmm. So I just transferred from Central Texas College to the University of Arizona.
Right.
And then I did 2 years at the U of A and got my bachelor's degree in French.
Yeah.
So French is probably my strongest foreign language.
Right.
I had been an exchange student to Belgium I was younger. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was a Rotary exchange student for a year.
Really?
My sophomore year of high school, a flyer came around in biology class and they were like, hey, if there's anybody out there that's interested in spending a year overseas as an exchange student, fill out this application.
Yeah. And you did it.
So I went home and I'm like, Mom, Dad, I really want to do this. And they're like, yeah.
Okay, really? They're like, please get out of the house. God,
so I applied and I got selected. It was like, cool. Really? This is so great.
Do you ever get homesick? Cause like for me, when I went to Japan for like over the summer, like for like a month and a half or even like longer, I'd be like, really get homesick. I'm like, I'm ready to go home. I miss the food.
No, I didn't ever get homesick at all. I
mean, really?
Belgium was shout out to Belgium. Love that place. I was in Charleroi and had three amazing host families while I was there.
Really?
I lived with each for about 4 months.
Uh-huh.
And it was just probably one of the best experiences of my life. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Wow.
I went to a school called Collège du Sacré-Cœur, and I didn't speak a word of French when I got there. Not a word. I mean, basically, bonjour, that's all I knew.
right.
And so, you know, I had a really steep learning curve over the time that I was there. But people were amazing.
Really?
This was 1984, which dates me just a little bit.
Well, you look great. You got a haircut.
Thanks.
You look very young. You look amazing. You look good.
I go running every day. I try to keep young and healthy. Got to keep up with my own kids.
Right.
So so that was really great. So I speak French. I speak Spanish decently. Credit my mom for that because when I was younger, she would have me read to her in Spanish.
Oh, that's kind of
while
neat.
She did the dishes.
Nice. That's so sweet.
Yeah, that was really
great. I love
great.
That.
And now then I speak Chinese. You know, I learned Chinese when I was in the military. And then I did a bit of that down at the University of Arizona. I did a my major was French, but my minor was East Asian studies with focus on China and Chinese foreign policy.
Oh, that's amazing.
So yeah, that was really good. And then I lived in China for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So, that definitely helped improve that. And now I've been studying Brazilian Portuguese now for about 2 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. And the reason I speak Portuguese is because I just decided one day, it's like, oh, you know, I speak French and Spanish. Yeah. How hard can it be? So right. I started studying Brazilian Portuguese.
Right.
Not knowing that I'd ever have this job and that Latin America would be part of my territory.
Yeah.
But now it's coming in really handy. So when I went down to Brazil last year, I was able to speak with some of the taxi drivers in Portuguese.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a great Portuguese speaker, but I have enough now where I can kind of have small conversations with people.
Yeah.
So I just, and I credit Duolingo for
that.
Yeah,
there you go.
I just do it every day.
Duolingo. Yeah,
yeah. I have like a 750-day streak going right now.
Wow, that's impressive.
So yeah, yeah.
Is there like a country or a place where you like haven't been where you want to visit? Or like, is there a place where you only visit for like a little bit, but you want to go and visit?
Yeah, I mean, I always have a bucket list of places I want to go. I mean, I've been to a lot of places now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been to a lot of places.
Right. I mean, I haven't been to Australia yet. I'd really like to get down to Australia, New Zealand, because I haven't been down to that part of the world.
I have a friend that's in New Zealand. She really wants me to go there. She's like, please come over. We did a podcast together. That's how we became really good friends. And she's also half Japanese because I'm half Japanese. And she's like, hey, come down over here. You can sit at our place and I can cook you food
totally
and do this and that. It's like, great. I need money.
Yeah. It's not a cheap flight, unfortunately.
right.
But someday I hope to get down there.
That's cool. That's awesome.
So that's kind of, I really want to go to Tanzania. That's on my list. And it's part of my, part of my job. Mm-hmm. So, I should tell people that, as an international recruiter, you know, there are 4, 5, 6 of us that do recruiting and we break up the world into regions. Mm-hmm. And my regions are Latin America. So everything from the border all the way down to Tierra del Fuego. So Brazil, Ecuador, Uruguay, Argentina, Mexico, Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah. I mean, Caribbean, all of that's my territory. And then I also serve Sub-Saharan Africa and Middle East, North Africa.
Yeah.
So, and that includes Pakistan, by the way. So if you're listening and you're from any one of those three regions,
go and shoot him an email.
I'm the guy you want to talk to.
Yeah, exactly.
So, shoot me a message. It's evan.pranolovich @seattlecolleges.edu. Yeah. Send me an email.
There you go. Yeah.
And let me know you're interested and we can,
do a podcast.
We can do a podcast.
That's so cool. Is there like, so have you done a podcast where you speak in a different language?
This season, one of the things I've started to do, I wish I'd done it from the very beginning, but I've started asking my international students if they want to say something in their own language to people back in their own region.
Oh, fun.
And so, I've had a few students do it already.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of fun to hear them speak. I don't do a lot because, you know, I don't have any control over what they say unless I speak the language.
Right.
So
do you want to say something in French for your French viewers?
Bonjour la Belgique, les étudiants belges, viens ici pour étudier. Yeah, we want to have those people come and study.
That's great. That's amazing.
Yeah. I've been giving people the opportunity to speak in those languages.
That's cool. Is there a guest where you want to have come to the show, but you haven't had the chance yet, like the dean?
Well, I've invited the president of the college and, they haven't said no. They just, her schedule's really busy. So I'm hoping maybe November we'll get her in here for an interview.
Oh, that's cool.
And there have been a couple other people that are high up in the university college that said they'll. But there's people I definitely want to interview. For instance, I have a lot of students who are interested in the homestay option.
Mm-hmm.
So for upcoming seasons, you know, I want to interview a family who does homestay. Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, let's hear what it's like for a family to host an international student.
Yeah.
So that might be kind of interesting. That was my mom's idea, actually.
Cool.
So that was really cool.
That's awesome.
I'd like to interview maybe some of our partner schools. Uh-huh. You know, we send most of our transfer students to the University of Washington.
Oh, that'd be cool to do.
So how cool would it be to like interview someone from the University of Washington about the transfer process from here to UW?
Right.
I mean, if the vast majority of our international students are going there anyway, that might be a really good thing.
Yeah.
Seattle University is another school that's just up the street. They take a lot of our students as well. Oh, so
that's awesome.
I mean, we want to encourage our international students to go anywhere they can go or they want to go.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to go to Columbia University or Harvard or whatever, I mean, it might be tough to get into Harvard, but you know, if you want to go to University of Kansas, cool.
Go
you
for
know,
it.
That's great.
Knock yourself out.
The nice thing about being at a community college like ours is you can do 2 years in Seattle.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, what's the Midwest like in the United States? Or what's Southeast?
Yeah.
You know, I want to go to the opposite coast for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
But maybe you love Seattle. I mean, Seattle is a cool town.
Yeah.
So why not stay and do your next 2 years? And you could always go do your graduate work somewhere else too.
Yeah.
But we have a number of students that they'll like go to California or they'll go to Arizona because they want more sunshine for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Whatever. It doesn't matter too much.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. That's really neat. Do you have like a favorite holiday that you love?
I'm a big Halloween fan.
You are?
Love Halloween.
Really?
I mean, who doesn't like to get dressed up and eat food like candy? That's so great.
Yeah.
And last year, I mean, I've talked about this in many of our episodes, international programs combined with the domestic students and they did a Halloween party last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was so cool.
Would like here in the college or
right here at Seattle Central? Yeah. We had one of the ballrooms opened up and the kids came in and they decorated it up and they had a DJ.
Yeah.
And then we had like hundreds of kids show up in costume.
Yeah.
They did like a costume contest. Yeah. So people
did you do anything? What did you dress up
like? I was videotaping. Oh, and, I mean, I was working. Yeah. So, but it's really for the students. And that's kind of the tough part about my job is I love hanging out with the students, but I got to remember this is, I'm working.
I'm working. Know? Yeah.
So, I mean, it's fun to hang out with. Yeah. I talk to them all the time and we do fun stuff, but I mean, I try to. Mm-hmm. This is not my college experience. You know, I want them to interact with each other and network.
Right.
I mean, it's good that they talk to me and stuff. And good. I love that.
But that's awesome.
I'm trying to encourage them to connect to each other.
Yeah.
You know, that's their peers. So.
That's a good idea. Yeah. They went to Wild Waves, I think, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they did.
Which is a fun experience.
Yeah. Did you go?
No, I didn't get invited, but it's okay.
I think it was only international students.
Yeah, that's what I
Sometimes they overlap with domestic students.
Mm-hmm.
Like they did a spring formal at North.
Oh, cool.
Which was open to both the domestic and international students.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
And then, like I said, the Halloween. Yeah. So every once in a while, when you get here as a student, there's like Facebook, Instagram, there's WhatsApp groups.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's all these different ways. Well, maybe there's not a WhatsApp group now. I'm not really clear, but there's all this overlapping stuff where you can get information. I mean, if you don't know what's going on, you're not trying very hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get on one of those. And there's a newsletter that comes out. So make sure you check your email, you know, and that newsletter comes out and it usually lists all the stuff that are coming up.
Yeah. Do you have any new advice for new students that are coming into college?
Yeah, we do need to wrap this up. Thanks for coming there. That's usually the last question. So that's good that you asked that because we're already at 37 minutes. It goes so fast.
I can keep going on. I know. On and on.
I mean, my advice, because I get a lot of emails, obviously, as a recruiter, and a lot of the questions I see are the same. So first of all, my big advice would be, really look at our website clearly because a lot of the answers that a lot of the questions that I get, the answers are right on our website.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I get a lot of is people that have applied and then they're like, they don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But when you apply or when your agent applies on your behalf, I mean, you have to create a profile and account in order to do that. And our admissions staff communicates through that portal to you.
Right.
So make sure you read the materials that admissions sends to you because almost all your questions are in that. There's like a pre-arrival checklist. Now we understand things can be a little confusing sometimes. So if you do have questions based on stuff, no problem. That's what we're here for.
Right.
But try to read that stuff pretty thoroughly before you reach out to us. Because as you can imagine, we get a lot of emails.
Right.
A lot of people check in with us. And, you know, if we're traveling, sometimes I don't get too.
Yeah.
I don't get to answer the email right away. Right. So, it may take a couple of weeks before I get back to you, and I'm really sorry, but, yeah. So there's lots of ways to get answers. Mm-hmm. Our website is really good. If it has to do with your, you know, admission, mm-hmm. You know, send an email to admissions if you're concerned about something. Mm-hmm. If it has to do with, you know, registering for classes, mm-hmm. check with our front desk staff. That's a much better place to go.
Right.
I mean, I'm always happy to connect people with those services, but usually they're the experts.
Yeah.
I try to do as much as I can so I don't overburden them with stuff. Right. I don't like to do that.
But
sometimes they're just the best place to get your answers. But do yourself a favor. My advice, check the website thoroughly, really look at the materials that admission sends out because there's so many great answers in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
So that's my advice. And then if you're on the fence about whether to come to the United States and study, just go for it. It's great. I mean, when I lived in China, you know, a lot of people were concerned about, oh, the United States is so dangerous and I'm afraid to send my son or daughter to America because they'll get killed or something.
Yeah.
I mean, the news hypes that stuff up big time.
Right.
I mean, true, there is violence in America, but there's violence in every country I've ever been in.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, Seattle's a very safe place.
Yeah, it is.
It's a fun place to be.
Yeah, very fun place.
And every student I've interviewed, like, nobody has had any problems.
No,
I mean, it's just,
It's a good place. Highly recommend.
And the nice thing about Seattle colleges is we've been doing international students for 20 plus years. We have a lot of experience. We have really great support structure for our international students. We'll definitely make sure your stay is as pleasant as possible. So if you're hesitating, just don't. Just go for it.
Just do it. You only live once, too, you know? You never know who you're going to meet as well, is my advice. So,
And when you get here, here's the truth of the matter. Yeah. Like America, one of the things I love about our school system is that you can always rewrite your script. You can always, if you don't like the major you're studying, just change majors. If you don't like the school you're at, transfer to another school. I mean, you could get to Seattle colleges and, you know, maybe you just decide this isn't the place for you after all.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just transfer to another school or maybe you love it and then you can go do your last 2 years somewhere else or just go up the street to UW or whatever.
Yeah.
But anything's possible.
Yeah. Do you have any last minute questions or comments or anything like that you want to wrap up with?
I just really appreciate you doing the interview for me.
That's
really
cool.
Much. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I really appreciate you.
Yeah.
It's been really fun.
It's been really fun. Yeah. Thanks. We just want to invite you guys to keep listening. Share this podcast with all your friends, your family, your agents, your government officials that are in the Department of Education. I mean, there's something in this podcast. A, I think it's just kind of fun to listen to and hear these interesting stories of people. But if you are at all involved in making the decision or helping your kids or whatever, there's something in all these podcasts where you can glean something in, that's really good.
And you get to meet these students too. On campus and all that.
Hear them here and then meet them when you get here.
Yeah.
How cool is
that?
There
you go. Yeah.
If you go to South, stop by and say hi, listen to some comedy or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Do something like that. You can even be on my podcast too if you want. We can just talk about your experience and all that.
That's great.
You
could be famous.
Evan's been on my podcast
That's
too.
Right.
So.
That's great. Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This was great.
This has been a fun time.
Welcome to season two.
Yeah. Woo! Woo!
Take care, guys. Bye-bye. Conversations With is painstakingly crafted for you by the Seattle College's International Programs Department and supported by the lovely folks here on our campus. This show is produced and edited by me, Evan Frenolovich. We welcome your emails and questions about coming to Seattle Colleges. Please reach out to us via our website or just give us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts as this helps others discover the show. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or YouTube at Seattle Colleges INTL. That's Seattle Colleges INTL. And be sure to check out all of the shows here on Conversations With. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.